Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Millennial Helen.
Hello.
And Not-So-Silent Bob.
I'm always still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about our favorite pet stories.
All right.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Do we have to introduce Helen?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes. Helen is a, she's a throwback. She's a reback.
Wow. Okay.
A comeback.
Comeback.
Get back.
I was invited back.
So, all the way from Chicago.
Always from Chi-Town. So if you listen in season three, we had Helen as one of our guests at Guest Millennials. And she was so good that we wanted to have her back. And so welcome back again. She drove all the way to from Chicago. Not for this. There were other things, but we kind of made it work with her timing back in Houghton. So welcome back, Helen.
She is the guest who traveled the furthest, though, for this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
This year.
This season.
Is there a prize waiting for me, an award after?
Oh, yeah. We're working on that right now.
Lovely. Yep. Can't wait to see it.
All right. So pet story. So mine is tricky because I grew up with a dog, and I think he was a Doberman Pigeon. And I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's close enough. And his name was Blackjack. And I love Blackjack. And he was more of an outdoor dog, though. So he wasn't like in the house. But I am convinced that I had a part to play in his demise, because everything I ate, I felt like he should be able to eat. So like if I was eating Apple Jacks, Blackjack had Apple Jacks. And so he had everything that I had. And that must have been, I don't remember him after like middle school. So I can't remember when he, you know, when we lost him. And so, and I've only had one adulthood animal pet, and that is Trotter B. And anyone that have experienced, look at Bob, I wish you could see Bob's face. Bob is one of my pet sitters for Trotter, and I'm sure he has something to say about Trotter. He is a whole institution. And so so B, when I got him, Trotter B stood for brownie, because he was like brown. And then I said B for blessing, because he's has been a wonderful addition. I would not have, I probably would have gotten through my PhD, but he was very, very helpful in me supporting me through the PhD, because when I was up, he was up. When I moved, he moved. So he put all the all-nighters with me. So thanks, Trotter B. And then the last B that I've just added is Best in Show. Don't you like that? Chris is in the background like, I like it. So Trotter B, Blessing, Brownie, Best in Show.
That's how it came.
And he is a Shih Tzu, and he is about 12 pounds. And again, he is, Derek, my husband, calls him, some people say spoiled, but Derek said he's entitled.
Entitled.
Bob is shaking his head. So that has been.
I have to interject something.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Yes. Please.
She gives instructions when Trotter stays at our house, and
he has
so many seconds for heating the food. We missed it by 2 seconds, and he wouldn't eat the food. He just stood there and barked at us until we put it back in the microwave.
And he's bell trained. Does he use the bell at your house?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Trotter B. He will be 9 years old this year. Can you believe it? Wow. And so that's my pet story. I do have one funny one. On campus here, we have a big husky dog statue that's in the middle of campus, and it's a big dog. It's probably about 8 feet, 7, 8 feet. Tall. It's elevated. And this is when Trotter was probably three. And we were walking on campus, and he barked at the dog and barked at the dog. So the dog was obviously an inanimate sculpture was a threat to Trotter. I have video footage. So, yes. So that's my pet story. That's Trotter B.
Huh. Well, I'm going to go next if it's okay. So I've loved pets, and I wasn't able to have any pets when I was growing up because we lived in the city. Mm-hmm. And even though I snuck a dog in once and put him in the basement, a puppy, and lied saying that my parents said I could have it.
Who did you lie to?
I lied to the person who was giving away puppies.
Oh, okay.
That's not my story.
It's a bonus comment.
My story is actually a little bit embarrassing story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Like I said, I didn't have any pets. So when I was in college, there was a stray cat, and I adopted the stray cat. And it was over a break. I was working on campus, so I had to stay. I couldn't leave like a lot of the other kids. So I stayed with the cat. And I was awakened by this cat who was meowing really loud, and I mean being obnoxious. And it was on top of me also in my bed. And I woke up and I got up and part of my head was a little wet. I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, so I got up and this cat's following me around screaming. So I called the vet and I got the receptionist or somebody over there. And I told her, I said, oh, my God, this cat, something terrible is happening. And then the cat dug its claws in my leg. Started really yelling loud. Uh-huh. I said, oh, my God, I have to hang up. And I hung up the phone. Oh, no, before that happened, I was looking at it and something was coming. I said, oh, my God, its guts are coming out. And I slammed the phone down. She was having kittens.
She needed some help.
Oh, my God. And that apparently her water broke on my head.
This is a great story.
So anyway,
so did
she
you
had
help
a couple
deliver?
Kittens.
Did
and
you help to deliver the
no,
kittens?
No, I didn't, but she did it on her own, but at least I knew it was happening. It wasn't her guts, obviously. I called the lady back, and I sheepishly had to explain. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know what was going on. And I'm sure she probably told that story 100 times and got
probably.
A big laugh out of it.
She's probably still telling that story.
So are you a dog person or a cat person, Bob?
I like them both. I've always had a dog and a cat usually. Towards the end, I found out when I finally, my last cat passed away and we were getting ready to retire and travel. Oh my God, the chipmunks and the rabbits took over the yard and started eating all my vegetables and things. I had no idea that those cats helped so much keep some of the varmint down in terms of gardening. Mm. I still have a problem. Matter of fact, I'm catching chipmunks right now. I've caught five of them in the last 5 days. I could put the cage out.
So you have chipmunk pets too.
Oh, of course, I had grandkids here, and I couldn't. They were kept messing with the trap. So I had to almost wait until they left before I could start catching them again.
Okay.
And she was feeding them too.
I probably shouldn't ask this question, but you catch them, and then what?
I bring them to Houghton and drop them off.
So now, Houghton community, you know why you have an incline of.
Matter of fact, I just let one go on campus here before I walked out of the building.
She said she shouldn't ask.
I know. It's like walking into a dark, dark room. All right, Helen, you got the floor.
All right, so I just went with favorite pet, took off the story, and so far I've been a one pet woman, so I got a cat as a kid. I was around 11, had her for 18 and a half years. So she saw me through kidhood, teenage years, adulthood,
study
heartbreak,
abroad.
Study abroad. Well, yeah, she suffered through that one until I came back. She moved with me from the Keweenaw to Madison, Wisconsin, where I first moved. She was my best friend.
Kia.
Mm-hmm. Kia is her name, a little black cat. And I bring it up because she passed away 3 years ago And I put her little tribute post on Facebook or Instagram every year. Mm-hmm. And I think as the years go by, I get a little bit more sheepish because I'm like, should this still hurt this much? But I think pets are a very big part of you, especially when you have that first pet or that childhood pet that really sees you and is with you through a lot of times of transition. So pet loss, especially when you're making that decision, if you have to put a pet to sleep, like all of those things are really difficult. And I certainly didn't know who to talk to at that time or, mm-hmm. you know, talk to folks that are going through the same thing. So
what would you tell someone, like, what helped you to, like, get through, not through, but how did you get support or process through losing Kia?
Yeah, I mean, part of it, probably I don't think I fully have, right? Mm-hmm. I think grief kind of dissipates as you process through some of that, because mm-hmm. you certainly have feelings of guilt or, you know, thinking about how their life ended, but certainly looking through all those old photos and seeing all of the amazing life that they have lived every year around her anniversary. I know it's going to be a hard time. So the first mm-hmm. year I planned a camping trip with family, people that loved her, mm-hmm. And, you know, talk stories about her as well. So different things like that, just keeping her memory alive for sure.
Good. I guess I have another question. This has turned into an interview, but would you get another pet? Because I've only had Trotter, and I keep telling him he can never die. I don't know if he's listening to me, but what I think after, if, you know, once Trotter is gone, I just don't think I would do. I don't think I would get another dog. But I just wonder where, like, how that piece of it, because some people immediately get another pet, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, everyone responds to bad news differently, too. So when they say, oh, my cat died. Oh, are you going to get another one?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the immediate question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it happens for cats more than dogs, but I wasn't ready. So I would just say, nope, that's not at all what I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. I can't replace Kia. Mm-hmm. So a few years later, you know, I started feeling the inkling. I had a roommate who had a cat, and so I kind of remembered just a lot of the joy and being sure. able to have a different part of your heart, right, open up to another pet. So maybe someday. I love animals, mm-hmm. Dogs and cats. But
what's the old saying? It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
That's true.
And that's Absolutely. Definitely true when you decide to have a pet, because mm-hmm. most of the time you outlive those pets.
Yep.
Let me say I've had 4 or 5 dogs. All had to be put to sleep or died in my arms. And I would not have given up any of those, though. Mm-hmm. I would still get another pet if I didn't travel as much as I do now.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a tribute to all the pet lovers or animal lovers out there and just enjoying them as part of our families and all the joy. They're always excited to see you. Cats are a little different. Yeah, right, but yeah.
But they're lovable too,
and yeah, they're just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. Oh my gosh, when I go visit the grandkids, they have 3 dogs and 5 cats, and it's just it's a zoo. It's a zoo, and 4 kids. Can you imagine?
So the happy note is cherish your pets and enjoy them while you have them.
And follow those care instructions. Do all the seconds next time,
yes,
Bob.
Do all the seconds, Bob. That's why I wrote the care instructions, so mm-hmm. that, you know, yeah, you yes. don't have to wonder.
We learned our lesson with Trotter.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.